Stakeholders in the fight against child labor are meeting in Accra to strategize on how to effectively coordinate and curtail the activities of perpetrators of child labor. The stakeholders are from the police service, SRAJ, the Ghana Immigration Service, and the Department of Social Welfare. Mautu Ablo of the Ministry of Employment and Social Welfare is on the line to tell us more about the meeting. You are welcome, Mr. Ablo.
Thank you.
So why the need for this meeting?
Come again?
Why the need for this meeting?
Yes, the need for this meeting is a very important one in the sense that the issue of child labor is a very complex issue, and that one sector cannot claim the responsibility for dealing with the issue. And therefore, stakeholders need to strategize on how to deal with the issue. The government of Ghana has developed what we call the National Plan of Action for the Elimination of the Worst Forms of Child Labor in Ghana. And all the stakeholders that are involved have key roles and responsibilities to play. Looking at the law enforcement agencies, for instance, we have a number of laws and regulations in Ghana that actually does not allow child labor to continue to be practiced in Ghana. Therefore, we need all these stakeholders to come together, looking at what is stated in this National Plan of Action, have a clarity in terms of their roles and responsibilities, and then develop strategies to address the issue.
Right, Mr. Mautu, the law enforcement agencies have a clear-cut objective. Nevertheless, they've not been able to deliver what is expected of them. So what is this meeting particularly meant to address with regard to the law enforcement agencies?
First of all, let's not conclude that they are not able to deliver on their mandate. But the point is that they need to understand actually what child labor is. The concept of child labor, the ramifications, and what the law says. Once they understand what the issue of child labor is, then they will be able to deal with it. They are not saying just arrest people, prosecute them, etc. But then we need to do this with some kind of human faith. We need to really understand the issue. We need to know what are the main causes of child labor and the role that they can also play in addressing the issue.
Yeah, Mr. Ablo, I'm not trying to rubbish the significance of the law enforcement agencies, but you know that there are community child protection committees in most of the districts. Why don't you concentrate on strengthening the capacities of the community child protection committees instead of focusing your attention on the law enforcement agencies?
We are not taking our attention away from the community child protection committees and focusing on only the law enforcement agencies. We need to be working together. Even the child protection committees, for instance, identify some child labor issues, some criminal issues, and they have to pick it up with the law enforcement agencies. They need to know how they have to relate. So what we have been doing is to get all the stakeholders involved to understand the rules and responsibilities and how they should work together. The fight against child labor requires coordination, collaboration, and networking. So we have been dealing with all these various institutions and then hammering on the issue of collaboration and networking to be able to address the issue. So yes, this one is focusing on the law enforcement agencies. We have had and we will continue to have engagement also with the child protection committees, building their capacity to be able to address the issue. So it's also more or less a capacity building component also for the law enforcement agencies, just as we have been doing for the child protection committees in the various communities.
Right, Mr. Ablo, thank you very much for talking to us.
You're most welcome.